Welcome to Victorious Living, Victorious Life. Have you ever been in a situation where somebody has promised something to you and it just seems like they're not keeping their promise? Some people are dependable, some people are not dependable. With some people, if they say, I'm sending you a check, you can already start using money because they're just dependable. If other people say, I have a check for you, you say, I want to see that check and I want to see the money in the account before I start thinking about using anything. People are just different. But I read a story of Mark Guy Pierce tells of this story, and it's a story of a young man that left England and he went to America. And in America, he got a great job, and so he wrote his mother and he said, "Mom, your times of trial are over." She was very, very poor, very, very poor, and struggling to make ends meet. And so he wrote his mom and he said, "Mom, I'm gonna take care of you now. Your struggles are over, and I'm gonna send you money to take care of you so you can pay your rent and all that." But anyway, The old lady was so happy to get these letters from her son, so happy that he had a good job, and she was totally excited that she would no longer have to worry about finances. Her son was going to take care of her. And so as time went on, she kept getting letters from her son, but there was no money. And so all of a sudden the deadlines came, because now she had planned to pay the house rent and all this, and then she thought, well, my son, he probably timed it to send me the money right on the last dot, so that that I would get the money right on time. And so the deadlines came and went. And she had no money. And so she was really disappointed, and she thought, well, you know, why would my son promise that to help me and not do this? This just doesn't seem like him. You know, he's usually a man of his word. And so she got in big trouble with her landlord, and the landlord was evicting her. And right now they were in the process of taking all her belongings and putting it up for auction, so that they could pay the house rent that had not been paid. And the lady was going through a very, very hard time, and one of her friends came over to her and said, doesn't your son help you? I thought he had such a good job. And I thought he was willing to support you. And she said, yeah, he has a great job, but he has not sent me any money to help me at all. And she said, he sent me all these letters, and she pointed at a little bowl where she had all the letters. And so the lady said, well, let me see. And she looked through the letters, and said, yeah, sure enough, you know. And then she just asked her a question. Was this all that was in the letters? Was it just a letter? And she said, oh no, you know, sometimes he was sending me some advertisements. I don't know exactly what those things are for, but there were some advertisement pieces in the letters that he sent to me. And the lady said, well, let me see those advertisements. And so they went over and they dug those things out, and the lady couldn't believe it. In that hidden spot, there was one check after another. The son had been regularly sending checks to his mom, but she didn't know what it was. And so they went to the post office or to the bank and they were able to cash the checks and went in and she was able to save her house and save her property and the things that were being auctioned off but the thing that comes out of this illustration is, you know, many Christians live just like that lady. God has given us incredible promises in the Word of God. Promises for health. Promises for a vibrant Christian life, a victorious Christian life. Living in the authority of God. Authority over the power of the devil. And so many Christians never cash in those checks. The promises of God. They live like this lady. They put those things in hiding somewhere in their memory, and they never stand on the Word of God and say, God, if you said it, I'm going to see it. I'm going to live it. I'm going to experience it. So many people are so sick because they have not understood the promises of God for health. So many people are living in defeat, in sin, in bondage, because they've not understood the promises of victory in the Word of God. You know, God has many wonderful promises in His Word, and He has promised us to a victorious life. But the thing is that we have to cash in those checks. We have to be those people that take the promises of God and say, God, I'm going to live this out. I'm going to see it. And I want to make a challenge you. You know, if you are struggling in your health and you're not at the place where you say, I'm going to go by faith, then start with one step. Start and just say, okay, from now on, I'm just not going to take headache medicine anymore. I'm going to believe God for healing for my headaches. And just start there. And just begin to walk by faith and trust God. In the area of finances, begin to trust God to be your provider. You know, the Bible is so full of the word of the promises of God. And most people treat it, the Word of God, as if it's just an encouragement letter. It's if it's just nice words. It's like a philosopher's a quote or some prominent person's quote, maybe from Ronald Reagan or something like that. Let me tell you something. The Word of God has a much higher value than any quote of a person. It is life-changing. And if you cash in those checks and begin to trust God's Word and walk on the promises of God, begin to live according to the Word of God, you will see that God stands to His Word. He loves you and He wants you to walk in victory. So don't live a life that's a life of defeat when you can be more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. He loves you so much, and He has done everything to give us the victory, the life of a life of breakthrough, and a life that makes a difference in this generation. He loves you. So cash in those checks, the promises of God. God bless you.